Hey guys, and welcome back to the Way UK podcast.
Hey.
My name is Jesse, and I'm joined by the wonderful
Michelle,
and the wonderful
Xenia.
This is kind of funny. We've got three single chairs. Usually,
yeah.
We have a sofa.
Oh, new
what's going on?
Hello.
New day, new set.
New year.
That was smooth. That was good.
Wow.
Guys. We're talking about New Year's,
wow.
New Year's resolutions,
mm-hmm.
How to set goals as Christians. Just like, it's quite a like relevant topic. It feels like every year I always come to like the New Year, to 1st of Jan, and I'm like, okay, well, what's this year going to look like?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people do. And I think it's something that can be used wrongfully, but also can be done rightly.
Yeah.
So we kind of want to talk about it. But guys, my first question.
Let's talk about
going
it.
Straight in.
I know. It's quite a lot of questions. We haven't got like a Bible study, but
go
Q&A.
Let's go.
Some Q&A. Real life questions. Come on.
That's great.
Q&A.
Did you guys set any New Year's resolutions last year that you've done?
I don't think.
Do you have any goals?
I think my main one was like just getting closer to Jesus.
Oh, wow. That's the holy answer, isn't it?
Going deep with Jesus. No, for real. Maybe getting into the gym again.
How did that go? Okay.
Not that well. I run now. Run more.
That's nice. Great.
I know, it's great.
Do you? I follow you on Strava.
Hey. We don't expose each other like that, okay?
Yeah. Sorry. Too much.
That's the resolution you need to work on. Not exposing.
Not exposing. Taming my tongue.
Oh, taming the tongue.
Okay. Good to know.
Do you enjoy running?
I do, actually.
Do you prefer it to the gym?
Yeah, I feel free. I feel...
I love how you're actioning out running. Like, I don't know what it looks like for someone to run.
Like, I'm just running in the freedom of the Lord, do you know what I mean? I'm just like... Do you know what? I heard, I think it was Melissa Helser say something on her podcast around, like, mind, body, and spirit.
Mm.
And that's what's really... Why are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing.
Okay. That's what's really, I don't know, focusing on, like, my fitness stuff, because like, yeah, I can grow spiritually, mentally, and all that, but I need to also take care of this temple.
Yeah,
amen.
But yeah, Xenia, what about you?
Xenia, any
New Year's resolutions?
New Year's.
I actually had a word for this year.
Oh,
that I only just remembered the other day.
Why'd you go? Oh,
no, it was
quite shocking. Yeah,
it was
actually a bit of a different one. So some, if you aren't aware, some Christians or some people might like have a word for their year, so like they might pray to God and be like, hey God, like what are you telling me for next year, what do you want me to focus on, and he might give them like a scripture or like a particular word. So my word for this year was steady, and I felt like the way what God was saying was not necessarily to focus on new things and new patterns and like meeting new people, doing new projects, but focusing on what I already have and stewarding that very, very well.
I love that.
Which is like reading the Bible, praying, like maintaining my relationship with God, like maintaining my relationships with my friends and like trying to pour into that and like just whatever's in my hand and using that very well. Which I think in some areas, I think I did really good. And I think in other areas, no, I did not do a good job. But I gave it a go. I tried. So
yeah, it's good.
Good job.
Thank you. Appreciate
guys,
that
I,
affirmation.
I brought my journal. This is the journal I've had since I was 14.
Wow, that's historic.
As you can tell, he doesn't do much journaling since he's using the same one.
No, so. Well, I've moved on. I've got a new journal.
He's
but
moved
this
on.
This journal I did.
I like the red.
I know, it's quite nice. It's very beaten up. But I, in this journal, wrote my New Year's resolutions last year.
Oh, are we going to get a little excerpt?
Do you want to hear them? I actually haven't read these since last year.
Dang.
Because I said to myself I wouldn't until, and I didn't call them resolutions, I called them goals.
Yeah, okay.
Slash godly desires.
Wow.
So let's see. Maybe we can tick them off, see which ones I got right.
Okay, we're going to get your live reaction
cool,
as well.
Cool.
All right. Have daily encounters with him.
Okay.
Success.
Yeah?
Praise God.
I think so.
Wow.
Learn his voice better, talking about God. Nice. I think I've done that.
Yay.
Remain growing deeper with community. Definitely been that.
You've dove into
so,
that.
Yeah.
Make good friendships, godly ones. Definitely.
Yep.
This year has been great.
Yeah, we're right here, mate.
See real improvement for my music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done.
What? Oh,
sorry,
did I
hear you? What I said.
Know how to prioritize my time, getting there.
Mm.
First tour, question mark.
Yeah.
Oh,
have
wow.
I gone off? I don't think I've done a tour.
Well, you've done...
I've done a lot of gigs.
Yeah, you've done a lot of gigs.
First song sold to someone.
Did you do that?
No. Be even more content single.
Did you do that?
Yeah, because I'm still single.
Yeah.
And way more content. There's some other ones.
That's great.
Like Save This Amount,
dude.
Which I did. Come on, become a better man of God. Songwriting in America sounds fun.
Oh, does sound fun.
Spend more time with granddad. That's nice. And no more nail biting.
And that's something you've worked on.
For anyone that knows, I've been a nail biter since I was a young kid. It's not like anything that's huge or like, oh, this is this great sin. But I just like, it was a habit that I never managed to break. And so I lost two fingernails. And guess what?
They're back.
They're back. I probably can't do that. Is that bad? I'm going to pick three up so it's not as bad. But they grew back.
Zoom in on those fingernails.
No, honestly, after years of not having fingernails.
Oh, well done.
So I've done that. Good job.
It was great.
Well done.
The thing is, the thing that I was thinking about and some of these is some of these things were goals when I wrote them or resolutions when I wrote them, but they weren't prayers, like the nail biting one. Ooh, straight in there, shabba cabba. So like the only time I've really seen actual change happen, like it's very easy because we're talking about it, but like my nails breaking that addiction a bit more has been when I started praying for it. That's actually been the only difference.
I've
tried all the other like painting stuff on it to make sure it's a bit better and all that kind of thing. But the only thing that like actually changed that as an addiction was when I started praying.
I love that.
When I started intentionally started praying for it. And now I'm pretty much free from it. Praise God.
Praise God.
Resolutions, goals. See, things can happen. Things are good.
I have a question about one of your goals
this
year. It was great. Like you've basically kind of done everything. But it was interesting with the time one, or like managing your time. You're like, oh, I'm still figuring that out. I'm still getting there. Like,
oh, yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Because some goals aren't achieved. Full stop. We're always going to be growing. We're always going to be getting better at things. Yeah, I'm better at managing my time, but it's still a process. Just like it's a process of becoming a better man of God. That could have been a goal, but you can't tick that. That's forever.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
That's good.
And everyone sees goals as this thing that can be achieved or done in a second. Mm. It's not the way that growth works, mate.
It's true.
Sometimes that's a lifelong thing.
Say it louder.
Which is also disheartening when you don't reach that.
Yeah.
Because you feel like, oh man, how am I not free from this yet? Or like, why am I still doing it? Or like, whatever. Yeah. Like, mate, it's all right.
It's a process.
That's a lifelong process. It doesn't need to be done in an instant.
Yeah. It's a journey. And I think... letting go of that like pressure, even on yourself, being like, oh no, I need to have done all of my resolutions and gotten all my goals like ticked off and being this better person, like coming at the end of the year. And like, if you're reflecting on like your resolutions that you've written out and you don't quite like what you're seeing, give yourself some grace. Cause like Jesse is saying, it's a process, it's a journey. We're all on this like lifelong journey of becoming more us as we draw closer to Jesus and better people as we spend time with God. So give yourself some grace. Next year is going to be a good year. Look ahead, don't look back.
I was going to say off the back of that, I feel like this year I didn't necessarily achieve like all of my goals with like my whole study thing and like God telling me to like handle or steward what's in your hands in all areas. And I think it's really hard because life comes at you so fast and sometimes you forget your goals and you're just trying to grapple with life. But I think for me, like what helps me feel a bit more grounded is having everything in its own place, if that makes sense. Like, oh, my relationships are great. My relationship with God seems like it's going well. My career is going well. Like I feel like I can almost swim in all those waters. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes when things go one way or when I get really, really busy, I then neglect the other stuff to like go with the busyness and try and get that under control. But then afterwards it's like, you've now neglected this whole area. And I feel like when it comes to, I don't know, like my fitness goals or just like more like surface level things like that, I definitely feel like I've let myself go this year. And I've been using that language a lot. Like when I've been speaking to my mom, I'm like, oh, I feel like I let myself go this year, especially towards the latter half of the year. And I think that's okay. Like you have to give yourself grace, like you said, and acknowledge that there's areas and there will be room to have another go and to give that a go. So I feel like, yeah, if anyone's listening and they feel that way, I too feel that way. Don't worry, you're not alone. And we have a new year to give it another go.
Yeah. I mean, it creates room for disappointment in yourself, doesn't it, Gold?
Yeah.
Like I was just reading mine, obviously, like one of them, like to improve drastically at music. I don't feel like I have, if I'm being like straight honest, or like some fitness goals. I haven't really been brilliant at fitness. Like I've maybe touched the gym once. No, I've done the gym a few times, but I don't really like the gym anyway. I'm more of a runner. He's a runner. He's a track star. Anyway.
Wait, I follow you on Strava. Are you sure?
Yeah, you can see on my Strava. This week, how many activities? Hey,
yeah, but even with sleep as well.
Sleep, yeah.
Dude, that's so
eating
real.
Eating enough. Definitely yeah. Drop the ball on that.
It. Setting goals can be really good, but it appears that it can also be quite negative. It sounds from what I'm hearing is we've gone like, oh yeah, we did it, cool, tick the box. But also all of us have this experience of feeling let down with ourselves.
Yeah.
Which is not great. It's not a very good thing to be like let down by yourself. And I guess first question off the bat, what do you think we should do? Do you think we should set goals as Christians? Do you think it's good to do this thing? Like, yeah, that's like a first question. Should we set goals as a Christian?
I think so. I think it's good to set goals because it gives you something to look forward to. And I think there's a healthy way. I mean, I know we're going to get onto it, but there's a healthy way, I feel like, to set goals. It's almost as if the way that I see goals for the year is like little checkpoints of things to look forward to. So like, oh, in 6 months time, like, oh, where could I be? Or in 9 months time, where could I be? And I think what that does for me is it allows me to go on my journey with God. It allows me to kind of look forward to the process that God's going to take me on and the areas of growth and the fruit that I'm going to see, if you want to use that language, fruit, the fruit that I'll be able to bear in the long term. And I think what that does is it brings purpose to your everyday.
Yeah.
So it's like, I've got to read my Bible today. Like, oh, I'm not really feeling it. But then you think, oh, wow, in 6 months time, like if I read my Bible every day, how much of the Bible will I have read in 6 months? And that feeling of like, oh, wow, I'll actually feel like I'll know God a lot better or know him a bit more intimately in 6 months from now. Like, oh, that's exciting. Oh, so now I've remembered my goal. Now that gives purpose to what I'm doing right now. And it makes it feel like it's worth and it counts towards something.
Yeah.
So I think in that perspective, goals are quite good.
Yeah.
I think goals are great for self-improvement.
Yeah.
And seeing it like areas and where you can see yourself going, or like it's great to like you're saying, little like pinpoints of like the year or whatever. And like I think like dreaming with God as well, beginning of the year or coming up to like the new year, is a great time to like really just like ask God, like, okay God, where are you leading me, like in my career or in my like university or, you know, high school, college, all of that. Like, God, what are you speaking to me about? Like, where are my desires that you've placed in my heart for this year? Like, what am I enjoying doing and all of that? Like God's not this like taskmaster where he's like, you need to have all of these done like by the end of the year, unless you're not a good child or unless you're not a good person. Like, that's just not how he works. But I think for me, this like resolutions, what was the question again?
Is it good to set goals?
Is it good to set goals? I think it's great to set goals, but don't like put pressure on yourself thinking like you aren't your goals, basically. You aren't your goals. You are a child of God first. You are a son. You are a daughter first. And that's what matters above your goals more than anything else. So these goals are great, but that's not who you are. So even if you look back and you feel disappointed on yourself, like that's not you. And take comfort in that, because you're enough. You really are. And like your relationship with Jesus, like he loves you still. he loves you more than you could ever imagine. Mm. And I think that is my answer.
Yeah. No, it's great. I think just to jump off the back of all of it, I think it's brilliant what you're both saying. General consensus, it's okay to set goals, but it's not who you are.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
It's great. It's awesome. It's very true. I think it's silly to neglect the fact that we do have a life.
Oh yeah.
Because we're human.
Yeah.
We have in this world do jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
And to do this and to keep our bodies intact because we are human.
Oh yeah.
That's who we are. And sometimes when we press so deeply into the spiritual, God is everything. God is everything, which he is. We can almost neglect
the
fact that we're human, like we're people that need to do things. And I think when you look biblically, there are things about goals, but one of the scriptures that came to mind as we were speaking was Hebrews 12, which says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us also lay aside every weight and sin that clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus. It's pretty clear. There is a race that we're going to have to run in our life. There is a race that is set before us. Races aren't easy. Races have sometimes obstacles. Races have different paths and turns and things.
Mm.
If you're racing up a mountain, you're having to climb up like a whole mountain. Like that's turning every 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The point isn't the point of the race isn't reach the next step and then you'll reach the next step and then you'll reach the next step. That's not what it says. It doesn't say that's how you do the race set before you.
Mm.
It just says, look to Jesus.
Mm.
Look to Jesus and then you'll run the race set before you.
Right.
And if you're looking to Jesus, you've got to trust that your goals,
it's really good,
and the passions that you have and your desires will begin to align with his.
Mm.
And that as you begin to run, you're not concentrated on what even you want. You just know because you see Jesus and you know that it's a godly thing serve on a Sunday. You know that it's a godly thing to help a friend who's struggling with this or to give money away or whatever, because that's your example. That's who you're learning from.
Yeah.
And so we can get very caught up in the goals. And I don't think it's bad to set goals. I actually think it's God loves us to dream with him.
Totally.
God loves us to kind of ask him questions and to go on a process with him and to run the race. So like practically how I will do my New Year's resolutions is one, knowing that I know who I am. I'm not what I do this year.
Yeah.
I'm a child of God, whether I fail at these or win at these. But two, I'm going to pray. I'm going to be like, Lord, what do you want to do this year? I'm going to look to you and trust that the race will then continue. Sorry, that's a whole thing.
No, it's good.
We've kind of touched on, like, I don't know, success, achieving. How are you guys going to do this year differently, do you think?
Mm.
How are you guys going to go into the new year and set goals?
Mm. Good question.
Well, I just thought of a scripture.
Go on.
As you were talking, it's Proverbs 29:18, and it says, where there's no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint.
Mm.
And it's the whole thing of like, vision keeps us focused, like goals, they give us something to focus on.
Mm.
And actually, like, I think God does honor vision because it can ground you. God does honor goals because it does ground you. Like, it keeps you on the right track. But I think for me, what I'm going to do differently this year is to not be obsessive over my goals and not think this is the only track or this is the only path.
It's good.
Because God is always, like, he's the same, but, like, you find out so much more things about him. And in our humanness, sometimes we can think, oh yeah, I've got it right. This is the way it's going to be. This is the model. This is what God's told me. This one word, cool. I'm going to run with that and I'm not going to look back.
Mm.
But throughout the year, God might be pulling you in different directions.
Right,
you might be meeting different people. He might be saying, actually, let's pivot and shift. And if we're so like hands-on and gripping our vision with so much and everything that we have in us, we can almost miss where God's trying to take us. in this next season. So I think I need to learn to be more flexible with God and more flexible. Like, yes, honor your goals and honor the things that, you know, you're working on. But if God's pulling you elsewhere, trust that where he's taking you is going to be good. Like, he wouldn't throw you off to just leave you there. Like, God wants great things for us. Yeah, so I think, I'm going to learn to be a bit more flexible and just be like, okay, God, I trust you more than, you know, what I, where I believe I should be going. No, God, I trust where you're telling me to go.
It's great.
And move like that.
That's really good. That reminded me of two verses, actually. Remind me of the question again.
There's no, ignore the question.
There's no question. Remind, anyways, when you were talking, I got reminded of two scriptures, Exodus 33:15, where it says, Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us from there. And Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Like, it's almost like you're saying being flexible, like keeping in tune with God, like, you know, you might have a word for the year, but God might take you elsewhere. It's like asking God, like, okay, God, where are you? Where are you? What are you doing in this season? Because life is full of seasons. Like, your year is going to be full of seasons. Like, seasons is like basically means where you feel like God's teaching you one thing, specific thing, and you feel like there's a shift or a change and he might be teaching you something else. Basically, the word for it is seasons in the Christian community. And that's what it is. Life is full of seasons.
Yeah.
And I personally want to be where God's presence is. I don't want to be going in my own strength, trying so hard to like fulfill this goal that I've like put at the beginning of the year, if God's trying to lead me somewhere else, because he's Alpha and Omega, he's beginning and the end. He knows where he's taking me and I can trust him. I can really put my trust in God and be like, okay, God, like, I don't, this decision feels really whack, but I'm going to trust that you know better than I do.
Yeah.
You care more about the process that you're doing in me than you do where I'm going. Like, but he also cares about where you're going and he cares about the desires he's put on your heart, these desires and all of that. Like, yeah, I think this year I really want to focus on just like being sensitive to where his presence is and where he's taking me and where his voice is and where he is, like he himself is, above anything else.
I was going to say, you were saying to be flexible and like everything has seasons. And I thought, you might have a word, but God has a sentence. That sounded so much better in my head. In my head, I was thinking, oh, everyone's going to get... No one said anything. Okay.
Crickets.
Nice.
You might have a word for yourself.
Cool.
God
might have a sentence for you. Yeah, great. Cool.
So lean into God's sentence because it's more powerful than your words.
Hey, that's a word there.
That's a bar though.
That's a sentence
there. See, that's what I
thought. Pick it up and preach.
Anyways, back to Jesse.
No, it's just another thought. I love it. I love tackling this.
It's real.
We've been very light and like, oh, it's okay. Like, set goals just as long as you bring God in. But we do need to be careful with goals. Because we've all been like, oh yeah, goals.
Don't obsess over it.
Like,
don't obsess over it.
Well, it is the, like, this world, or at least like this kind of culture and this kind of society, like Western stuff,
right?
Consumerism, next steps, comparison, social media, all these things scream you need to make goals and you need to know where you're meant to be.
You need to
get better at things and you need to move on to the next thing and always tick boxes. Because you see all the time people behind you in life, people ahead of you in life, and it creates this narrative that you're not where you're meant to be.
Right.
That you always have to go somewhere beyond where you are in order to be good and in order to be well and for things to be going well. But also, I'd say as people write their goals and think about this topic of New Year's resolutions and what they want their 2025 to look like, really be careful,
right?
Because honestly, if it's coming out of a place of seeing thousands of people on social media doing better than you, then part of you is like, oh, I need to do that to keep up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so wrong, because goals can also be really dangerous. Right. Have you ever met someone so driven that they isolate themselves and you never hang out with them before?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It can destroy. It can distract.
Mm-hmm.
It's that classic Corrie Ten Boom thing, which is like, right. if the devil can't make you sin, he'll make you busy, because it has the same effect. It disconnects you from friends, from church, from God. So busyness as a thing is can be dangerous and scary.
Right.
And so although it is light, you know, I've gone a bit deep there.
No, although it
is light, like, yes, goals, like,
so
let's dream with God.
Yeah.
Also, you don't have to do another thing to earn God's love.
That's right. That's right.
You don't have to do another thing and take another step in order for God to say, oh, I'm pleased in you. I delight in you.
Yeah.
You're exactly where you're meant to be right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And what I love looking at Jesus, at how he responded to living, because Jesus lives, right? I haven't read in my Gospels, in my Bible, Jesus sitting down with the disciples, being like, guys, it's going to be a productive day. We need to see five miracles. We need to take them up, like, five miracles. That's what I'm aiming for. That's what I'm striving for. I've never read that before.
Yeah.
He's like, Matthew, mate, today's going to be a good day. I'm going to aim for three people to have demons cast out of them. And then, you know, three people. Let's do this. Come on, let's go.
That's crazy. Because I feel like that's like kind of arrogant from us to think like that. Because we're like, I'm sorry, we're not God. We're not able to control our lives. Because the very breath that we have in our lungs, I'm sorry, is from God.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And the fact that we get to wake up every morning is a gift. Like, yeah. We're not promised tomorrow morning, which is morbid, I know, and deep, but it's true. And for us to be like, oh no, cool, I'm going to be able to do this next week or next year or, like, you know, this year, whatever, is actually, I think, quite like arrogant of us to be like, God, I need to have all of these things done because I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Who's letting you blink your eyes right now or take this breath in your lungs? It's God, it's Him. Yeah. And actually, whilst you're talking, like, it is so true. We are not of this world. We are of the kingdom of God, like kingdom of heaven. Like, we're set apart. We're not meant to be like this world. We're not meant to run like this world. We're meant to be different. Obviously, it doesn't mean that we're not meant to be in those spheres or industries or, you know, places. God's sending all of us there, which is great. We need to be there. But it's more like the way that we do things, the way that we set our goals, the way that we, you know, pursue our careers and all of that. It's meant to be led by the Holy Spirit, meant to be led by the presence of God, meant to be led by God Himself. If we really trust God, we can lay this down at the altar, lay it down at His feet, be like, okay, I don't understand this. Everyone else around me is striving and running and doing all these things, doing so much better, earning so much more money. They're like doing all of this. And then you're like, I feel like I'm losing out. You're not losing out. You're actually winning by choosing to lay it down at God's feet and saying, okay, I'm going to trust you.
Yeah.
He wants your heart more than anything else. He doesn't need your money. You're not going to take any of these like materialistic possessions with you to heaven. You're taking your heart and your soul with you.
Yeah.
And your relationship with Jesus matters more than anything else. So what the emphasis that you're making is so important. Like, these things can be really, really harmful. 2 years ago, I was striving my little booty off. Like, I was trying so hard in my own strength, being like, oh no, I feel like God's like told me to create content and make all these videos. And I've just like you're saying, isolated myself and my friends and my community and even my family. I'm sorry, because I was like so caught up and crazy into this like dream and thing that I've put myself to, being like, I feel like God's put this on my heart, this calling that God's put on my life, like whatever, that I like missed God. I missed it. I missed the very thing that I needed to like have my attention on, which is Jesus. And I remember God really teaching me how to rest, being like, you're not of this world, you're of my kingdom, and reminding me that I'm a child of God and that He's the one that's leading me through seasons, in and out of seasons of my life, like leading me here to London, leading me, you know, when I was at university and all of that. Like, it was Him. It wasn't me. Yes, my decisions have an impact on it, but it doesn't, like, my decisions, like, God is big enough to redirect me from my decisions than I am myself. So I can choose to trust Him.
Love that, Michelle.
Guys, we're coming close to the wraps. But what I'd love to, it's great. What I'd love to do, because this is a huge topic.
Oh yeah.
Goals. It you know, if done well with God, it's great, but also watch out, because it can be really harmful.
Yeah.
But also, hang on, Jesus teaches us to pray and fast and do all these things. Surely that should be a goal. Surely that's okay to be a goal.
Right.
And I mean, and to some extent it is okay to be a goal until you accidentally miss Jesus in that. And you start doing it to work for love. And you start doing it because it's what you're told to do rather than you've actually fallen in love with Jesus and out of that place you want to do something. Anyway, that was the point. I wasn't going to say that.
No, so true. It's good.
What I wanted to ask is just some practical advice. Okay, it's New Year's. How do we set goals well as Christians? How do we, what's like a almost like a couple sentences, like couple bar thing, minute advice on like how we can do it well? Spiritual formation, accountability, whatever.
I think basically off of what you guys were both saying, that your goals is not who you are. Like the thing with Jesus and the, I think what you were getting at is like, he didn't fulfill his potential. He achieved his assignment. Like he was sent to die for our sins and to raise from the grave. Is that good grammar? And to rise from the grave, rise from the grave, sorry, not raise, that's weird grammar. But Jesus in his power, God in his strength could have done, oh, could have done anything, could have done everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he realized, actually, that's not what I need to do right now. And I think when setting our goals, we have to think in context, like, what do I need to do right now? Like, of course, there are dreams that I could have in 6 months time or in 12 months time, I'd want to do this. But right now, can I do all that right now? Probably not. What can I do in front of me? What's in my hands that I can do to the best of my ability? So I think when we're setting goals, yes, dream and yes, achieve. And yes, think about all these things, but think in context, minute by minute and step by step, what can I do in front of me that can set me up for what's to come? That's what I would say.
I think we can overcomplicate it. I think the main thing is loving God and that is like and loving people, and there's nothing wrong with making goals, but hold them loosely is something that I would say. Don't hold yourself so like tightly to those dreams and to those like goals that you've put, because like God can change things within an instant. So follow his voice, follow his presence, really. Like, I don't know whether that's like practical, but that feels practical for me, where I'm like, I just need to trust God and trust that where he's taking me is where he wants me to be.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't look like something that I might have planned in my own, you know, mind and on paper. So that's really good.
Mate, it's great. I was trying to think of mine. I think I've got like three quick ones. I'll be super quick.
No, I love it.
I think one, being still is love, so important.
Love.
And praying about these things. Praying, Lord, what do you actually want me to do?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna sit here for like 30 minutes.
It's really
and
good.
Just wait. And whatever I feel, I'm gonna go for that and trust that you're in that.
Yeah.
Like actually being still and taking time to listen with God is really important, which also leads into being still and resting. Taking Sabbaths, it's so key.
Yeah.
You know, it's so important. I'm sure when Jesus was doing his day, he didn't feel like every Sabbath was necessary. Sometimes he probably had energy to work. But in that Jewish culture, it doesn't matter if you've got energy. You just have to take the Sabbath.
Shabbat.
It was a thing. So, you know, rest is really important. Two, this is a little line that's helped me do more discipline stuff. The favorable conditions never come.
Oh, wow, that's so good.
They just don't always arise. They you know, there are some conditions that are better than others, but
that's really good.
In terms of like making time for exercise or spiritual discipline, like praying and reading your Bible, favorable conditions never come. It's never going to like, it's not going to suddenly, there's not going to be a moment where suddenly you've got 3 hours free every single day.
Dude, I'm bagging that one.
Because one thing changes. Honestly, it's great. It was from The Weight of Glory by C.S. Lewis.
Oh, I love that.
So yeah, prayer life, Bible reading, you just got to learn to prioritize it because there's never going to be like an easy moment for that. And final one was just finishing the point about Jesus, like looking to Jesus. Jesus never set goals about like, I'm going to heal 5 people today, or I'm going to see 10 people become Christians today. You don't really read that very often. But what you often read is whilst Jesus was going somewhere or doing something, he'd suddenly be stopped in his path and he'd have an encounter.
Yeah.
Like, for example, let's just take up on the parable of, not the parable, but the story of the woman who had like health issues, internal bleeding.
Yeah.
And as he was walking through the crowd, she touched him and she was healed and he stopped. And he said, oh, some like power has been drained out of me. Where are you? Who touched me? Who touched me? And often you see him on journey somewhere, but one thing he always does isn't, okay, now I've got to look for someone to heal. Mm. No, but he remains very effectable and interruptible.
That's the one.
In his everyday life. Yeah.
It's really good.
He remained interruptible. And so my little nugget is great, set goals. Like, it's really good to long to read 4 chapters a day of the Bible. It's really good to long to pray and really good to fast, because these things are really, they're just good because they draw you closer to Jesus. They draw you closer to him. If you're keeping it around Jesus, they draw you to him. And so it's good to set these goals.
Yeah.
But if you get so caught up in the works that you actually don't remain interruptible for God's voice and to see God break out in an area, if you're too busy and you kind of like, you feel God prompting you to pray for someone and then you're like, oh no, I haven't achieved my goal of working this many hours. I need to leave the prayer and go to work. I think you've missed it.
Mm.
I think you've missed it. And so what are my 3? Be still and pray.
Yeah.
Be still and know God is who he is. Remember, favorable conditions never come, and remain interruptible in your goals, because God wants to move in that.
I love that.
That's super practical tips, Jesse.
Gosh, well done. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
I feel ready for New Year's.
Yeah, me too.
New Year, new me. Yeah.
Here we come.
Maybe we could like put in the description like couple books that we'd recommend or something like that for the next year or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
But there's one that comes straight to my mind. I talk about it a lot.
Which one's that?
You know.
No.
I'm trying to remember the name.
Yeah, what do you mean, you know? I don't know. Anonymous?
What, Ruthless?
Gentle and Low-Key?
Low-Key?
Oh my gosh, that book is great.
It's a good book.
Ruthless Elimination.
Ruthless Elimination of Hurry is a good book. We can put the name of these books and the authors maybe in a description. We'll send it to our editor. But yeah.
Ruthless Elimination of Hurry.
Ruthless Elimination, John Mark Comer. Yeah. It's a great book.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us on the Way UK podcast. Hope you enjoyed. I've certainly enjoyed it. Hope it was helpful. Do make sure that you like, you subscribe, you stay tuned. New year, lots of new content.
New videos.
So that's going to be exciting. And we will see you very soon.
Yay.
So bye-bye.